From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a report today on the quality of intelligence that led to the invasion of Iraq. This report from Britain, and it is not good. First, the lead. In Washington today, a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage hit a roadblock on the Senate floor. Here's Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski announcing the vote.
With that, on this vote, the yeas are 48. The nays are 50. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Gay marriage is an issue many Republicans hoped would propel an election year debate on traditional values and conservative opposition to gay marriage. But Senate leaders couldn't convince enough of their fellow Republicans to go along. Joining us now to discuss the issue is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to Day to Day, and explain what happened in the Senate today.
Hello, Alex. Explaining what goes on in the Senate is one of those things I love to do. They had a procedural vote today on what's called a cloture motion. This is intended to show that the leadership is in control of debate, to preclude any kind of a filibuster, and to show that the leaders can proceed to a vote on an issue, the issue in this case being the ban on gay marriage. They did not, however, have the votes to maintain that control. In fact, they need 60 votes to do that, and they only had 48.
So why bring this up now if they don't have the votes? They must know they don't have the votes, right?
Surely they do. And in fact, to pass the amendment itself to ban gay marriage, they would need 67 votes, and they certainly know they're way shy of that figure. In fact, in this particular case, six members of the Republican majority voted against their leadership on the cloture motion. So while there is a clear majority of Republicans in favor of the gay marriage ban, they don't have enough to compensate for their lack of overall strength, their majority, but a bare majority in the Senate. So they brought it up on this occasion just to essentially show the people who support this motion or the gay marriage ban amendment that they're on their side, that they're trying to do what they've promised to do. They've promised the president that they would bring this amendment up. They're showing what the difficulties are in trying to get it adopted.
So is the amendment totally dead now?
Well, in this form, in this Senate, in this year, you'd have to say there's really nowhere to go with it. Indefinitely, they're not going to be able to bring it back. On the House side, I think they'll try to attach it to several other must-pass bills. That won't really make any difference. Again, it will be a gesture to show where they stand on the gay marriage issue, as opposed to where most Democrats stand on the gay marriage issue. And there were three Democrats in the Senate today who voted to invoke cloture. But the majority of the two parties has clearly chosen sides on this issue, and the Republicans do like to make that clear as often as they can.
So is this coming up again in the Senate, do you think?
Not this year, I don't think. There might be an effort to do it, but not in this form. There really are not very many legislative days left. They haven't done the appropriations process. They have a lot of other things to do, but as I say, it is an election year, and it is one of the things that they use an election year's legislative business to do, to show where the differences are between the parties so as to then go out and campaign on those differences.
Is this a political win for anybody?
It's hard to see it as an outright win for people, because if you really want to see gay marriage made illegal across the country in all 50 states, this does not advance that cause. But from strictly the standpoint of clarifying the differences between the parties for political purposes, campaign purposes, you could say that it does have that effect.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.